The Internet as we know it today evolved originally from research conducted by the Advanced Research Projects Agency, or ARPA, a US military agency. This research was commissioned by the US government in order to solve the potential problem of communication loss between cities during the Cold War. ARPA subsequently devised a communication system that would still work if one of the nodes of the system were destroyed. This could be likened to a communications web, and if one link to the web was broken, information could flow around the broken link to get to its final destination. In 1969, ARPA linked university computers and researchers to the network to assist them in conducting basic research through information sharing. This project became known as ARPANET. As the network grew, new technology was developed to cope with the increased demand. One of these new technologies was TCP/IP, Transmission Control Protocol, Internet Protocol. All of the ARPANET was switched to TCP/IP and became what is now known as the Internet. The US National Science Foundation, or the NSF, funded most of the early development of the Internet, but on April 30, 1995, the US government released the Internet to commercial networks and service providers and shut down the old National Science Foundation backbone. In March 1989, Tim Berners-Lee at the European Laboratory for Particle Physics, CERN, proposed a new set of protocols for Internet information distribution. They were HTTP, Hypertext Transfer Protocol, FTP, File Transfer Protocol, POP, Post Office Protocol, SMTP, Simple Mail Transfer Protocol, and NNTP, News Groups Protocol. These five protocols became known as the World Wide Web Protocols and the W3 Protocols, and were soon adopted by the early Internet community. A consortium of organizations was formed to oversee Internet development and became known as the W3 Consortium.